each of us in our life, maybe when you were young, said, why is this Friday called Good Friday? Remember that? I think I do remember. I don't know what age I was. Why do we call Good Friday Good Friday? Because after all, look what happened. What is so good about Judas's betrayal for the sake of money? What's so good about Peter's denial three times, I don't know that man? His fear that he will meet the same fate that his friend and his master is meeting, being arrested. What's so good about the grief of Jesus' mother, Mary, as she sees her only son crucified and dying? And the helplessness of the women, the others watching as the procession goes by, watching an innocent man suffer so much. What's so good about the treachery and the mockery of the ruling class and the soldiers who just love to see someone else suffer? And nothing is good about the way that Jesus died. Crucifixion, and if we know our Roman history, being nailed and tied to a cross as your way of dying is reserved for slaves and for criminals. That humiliation of that. And that death by asphyxiation, when we meet a person that can't breathe, it's that desperation. I need to get air in my lungs. It's almost a panic type of thing, if you've ever experienced that. And to be stripped of your clothing, be exposed naked for hours before others. What is good is that this person whom we just read about is the second person of the Trinity, God's Son, who has been sacrificed for our benefit. Someone else who loves us so much that will die for us, give up his last breath for us, his last ounce of blood being shed. What is good is that Jesus' death leads to resurrection, his own and its glorification and ours. That's what's good about it. In God's mind, in God's plan that we don't understand. What is good is that we know that no longer do our sins get in the way of our relationship with our God. That relationship is patched up, reconciled, which only God can do, that we cannot do it by ourselves, that we are a forgiven people, forgiven for hurting our fellow human beings, forgiven for being ungrateful to God for his gifts, forgiven for misusing God's gifts to us. That is what is good. And hopefully each one of us can say today, thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us and are doing for us at this present moment. We have this appreciation, the fact that only God saves us, not by our own merits, but by the grace and gift of God. We are to be people who trust in God's plan and in his promises that he's made to us. That this God who creates us in love, who who waits for us to recognize our need for him, the God who forgives, the God who says, I will be with you always to the end of time and into eternity because of what we celebrate today. Pope Francis has designated this time that we're in as a time of year of a journey of hope. This planet and this people that are living today need hope. We turn on the news, and we can be the news in the United States, it could be the news in the Middle East, it could be the news in Europe, or Asia, or Africa. There is such a need for people to know, yes, God is with us, and we can trust in his graces, we can trust in his promises that he will remain with us and help us through the difficulties that we're going through, and that he does have a plan, and we pray that more and more people will find out what that plan is and follow that plan. We can be a people of hope if we follow in Christ's footsteps, carrying our crosses in trust of our Heavenly Father's plan. So follow Christ's steps with his cross and our own cross. Be thankful for the blessings that have been bestowed upon us, and know that God will continue to bless and to guide and to forgive.